Hi, I'm your host Jane Call, and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 12, and today we will be covering the fourth Prince 2 process, controlling a stage. Our key objectives from today's podcast are to firstly discuss the purpose of the process controlling a stage. We will then discuss the key activities in this process, which will cover the roles and responsibilities, and finally, we will review the objectives of this process. Let's begin with the purpose of controlling a stage. The purpose of controlling a stage process is for the project manager to assign the work to be done, monitor this work, deal with issues, report progress to the project board, and take corrective action to ensure that the stage remains within tolerances. The controlling a stage process is very much the project manager's process on how they do their day-to-day management of a stage, and it is where the project manager will do most of the work. There are other Prince 2 processes which impact the controlling a stage process. For example, when the team manager informs the project manager that the work packages have been completed, this comes back up into controlling a stage process, where they are then received and reviewed. The sum of all the work packages in the current stage then feeds into the stage status at the point that the stage boundary is approaching. The project manager would then use the managing a stage boundary process, or if the project end is approaching, then use the closing a project process to update the total sum of all the work packages that have been completed. Other things to consider regarding controlling a stage process is sometimes the project manager may need to escalate issues and risks or raise exceptions or ask the project board for advice. The project manager throughout this process will be communicating with the board by producing highlight reports. And within this process, the board may request the project manager to take corrective action to deal with an issue. The project in this process authorises the work packages, and work packages are used to define and control the work that is to be done and also to set work package level tolerances for the team managers. We will now move on to the activities with controlling a stage. The first activity is authorise a work package. Once the management stage has been approved by the project board, the various work packages are then authorised by the project manager. A work package is a task or activity. The project manager and the team manager must come to an agreement on the work that will be performed by the team. The work package will detail the following information: what must be produced, how much will it cost, how long will it take, the tolerances for its targets and costs and time, when reports must be submitted, and finally, who will approve the finished products. The second activity in controlling a stage is review work package status. Throughout the work package, the project manager must monitor and control the work package to ensure it completes within tolerances. The issue register, risk register, and configuration item records will be updated as and when required. During this review of the work package, the team manager should update the project manager on progress. The team manager will do this by producing a checkpoint report at regular intervals. The frequency of the checkpoint report will be agreed by the project manager, and this communication update requirement should be detailed within the work packages. The project manager reviews the report checkpoint reports in order to update the stage plan with information about what work has been completed and what future work is to be forecasted for the work that is still remaining in the current stage. The next activity in controlling a stage is receive completed work packages. Once the team manager has fulfilled all of the requirements set out in the work package and products have been approved, the project manager then updates the stage plan to indicate that the work package has been completed. The next activity then is review the management stage status. The project manager must monitor and control the stage status to ensure that it completes within tolerances set out by the board. If any issues or risks arise, the issue and risk registers are updated, and if required, an issue report may be produced to inform the board. The project manager must regularly review the status of the stage in order to ensure they have control over the progress. This directly relates to managing by exception principle and also the progress theme. The project board provides the management stage tolerances to the project manager, and it is the project manager's responsibility to make sure things remain on track against the tolerances set. Mechanisms the project manager may use to enable the control include reviewing management products such as the checkpoint report, reviewing the current stage plan, reviewing the various registers and logs, and also potentially requesting project support to create a product status account that will provide a snapshot of the status of all of the products being created. The next activity is report highlights. In addition to monitoring the stage themselves, the project manager should keep the project board appropriately informed. Highlight reports are produced by the project manager and given to the board at a frequency decided by the board. The time-driven highlight report presents the current achievements and actual progress of the project and also describes any corrective action that the project manager must make in order for the stage to remain within tolerances. The highlight report will also provide any relevant forecasts for the remaining of the products that need to be completed within that stage. The next activity is capture and assess issues and risks. Throughout the stage, issues may arise. These issues are logged in the issue register, and any associated risks that may occur are updated within the risk register. If issues arise, an issue report is created and reviewed by the project board. However, four issues that can be dealt with directly by the project manager without exceeding the stage tolerances, the issue report acts as an awareness method, not necessarily asking the board for a decision. And this is because the stage in this example still remains within its tolerances. It is important that the project manager must make sure that the various logs and registers are kept up to date. There are two procedures that the project manager must perform as part of this activity: the risk management procedure and the change control procedure. It should be noted that in PRINCE 2, project support can administer the change control procedure if this is a separate individual doing this role. The next activity is escalate issues and risks. If the issue cannot be dealt with without exceeding stage tolerances, an issue report is again created and escalated to the project board for considerations of an exception. This means the project manager no longer has the authority because it is the stage that is forecasted to exceed its tolerances. This happens when an issue or risk threatens or exceeds the tolerances level. This is also known as an exception and triggers an exceptions report, which is written by the project manager and submitted to the project board for approval. The final activity in controlling a stage is take corrective action. Taking any corrective actions is normally triggered after the project manager reviews the stage and notices something may not be going to plan, and this may impact the stage tolerances. So it's important the project manager takes action to resolve this to keep the stage within tolerances. In the cases where an issue or a risk is not expected to impact and exceed the tolerance level, the project manager does not necessarily submit an exceptions report. However, they may still take the corrective action to make sure it doesn't get escalated. We have now covered all activities in controlling a stage. Key thing to note, this is very much the project manager's process on how they manage the project on a day-to-day basis. The project manager's main concern is making sure the stage remains on track to plan and within the agreed tolerances set by the board. Those tolerances can include time, cost, quality, scope, benefits and risk, as discussed in the Progress Theme podcast. The project manager needs to make sure expectations are clear to the team manager on what needs to be created and to what standards. They also need to make sure the board is communicated throughout, especially if decisions are to be made by the level above. The final thing we will discuss as part of this podcast is the objectives of this process. The first objective is, attention is focused on delivering of the management stage products, making sure that any direction away from what needs to be created is monitored to avoid uncontrolled change and loss of focus. Risks and issues are kept under control. The business case is kept under review. The agreed products for the management stage are delivered to quality standards within time, effort, and cost. The project team is focused on delivering within the agreed tolerances laid down. This now concludes the controlling a stage process, where we have covered the purpose of this process, the key activities, including roles and responsibilities, and finally, as always, we've covered the objectives of this process. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we move on to the next PRINCE2 process, which is managing product delivery.